Boston. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
This little song called My Rolona. It is the 14th day of April 2021. It is 1300 hours and 4 minutes on the West Coast. And we have a lot of people in our chat room. Hi, chat room. Pardon me. It is Tuesday. I am Rogo number 7. And you're at the corner of Ro and what the you know what, WTF. That's what Ngal, TJ207, WD and Irish 1, Festus B, Open Philosopher, they're all in our chat room. Pat Rabbit's hanging out with Craig Duncan and Flippy. I see Tony and Maced 139. Tatanka Dave and Rudolph. We have Meow, Angela, and Mona Rattler. Let's see. Also, Simply Red 777. Comet is hanging out there. Dry Fly Guy, Monster 383. Got Factor Theory and Jer Bear. SJ is with Not Much To It and Noreen. Cat Dog Girl, Ken 12, Scott McKay, Bronco, Mitzi Lou. We got Sassy Ass and Dirt Engineer. Wally and Siri Sunflower, Batsman, Hammerhead, Me, Stardust Man, Nasomania, Popsicle Toes, Choppy Water. Boy, it just keeps going on. Let's see. Yeah, those are most of the people that are lit up right now on my screen. All of my screen, if I missed your name, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Well, let's see, where are we going today? Well, we have a Fulford report. We'll take a look at some cryptos as well. Also, yeah, I meant to go over it yesterday, but I forgot, but I'll go over a little bit today. I looked into this. Someone asked me to look at Asia Broadband, and there is some news today on Asia Broadband. AABB, the company, they say they have completed a letter of intent to acquire probable gold recovery rights from New World Gold Corporation. Now, that's interesting because this is gold-backed crypto. It's kind of confusing right now because they're mining, and they're mining is pleased to announce that it has signed a letter of intent to acquire, for the purpose of expanding its gold-backed cryptocurrency, the mining rights to New World Gold Corp, following a positive ground sample analysis. So they're going to physically mine gold, okay, and then they're going to have a cryptocurrency that I guess they're going to back with that gold, I would imagine, or with gold. And so I don't know much about this company, but it's a new thing. I think it may be kind of interesting. Asia Broadband, which is an odd name for a company that's into gold mining. Well, they're acquiring a gold, New World Gold Corp. In the coming weeks, the company will be conducting due diligence and continuing its negotiations to acquire the mining rights. That's physical mining rights. All efforts are underway to accelerate this turnkey acquisition in order to rapidly advance AABB into production and begin in an expansion program. The company anticipates negotiating a definitive agreement to acquire the property shortly after confirmation of the quantity of material, and will release additional location details, photos, and mineralization information at the time. Now, Asia Broadband is a resource company focused on the production, supply, and sales of precious and base metals, primarily to Asian markets. The company utilizes its specific geographic expertise, experience, and extensive industry contacts to facilitate blah, 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 blah. So, Asia Broadband right now is currently trading on the stock market at 25 cents. There's not a lot of movement. The high in a year has been 66 cents. The low was zero. Today's high and low was like 23 cents and 26 cents. So it's just, I think this is, they won't be able to send it without Theta. So this is something that could teeter out into nothing, or it could explode into something big. It's up to you if you want to follow it, but it's worth keeping an eye on, especially because entry point right now is very low. If you wanted to buy stock AABB, it's 25 cents a share. So that's pretty cheap. That's like buying a crypto for 25 cents. Heck, it's cheaper than Cardano right now, but it is cash equity, it is traditional stock. Although, if they do manage to step into crypto like this, it could be, you know, I don't know if you could buy it with Robinhood or whatnot. They make it a little more difficult nowadays, where it's easier to get into crypto. You can just get on exchange and buy your crypto, right? But now, how are you going to get AABB? You got to go back in the old ways. All right. What else is happening? So there's your little rundown on that. All right. I guess they are, they're saying there's news now saying that they're pausing the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now, this is, they're saying because there's blood clot concerns. Some people are saying, well, whether it's blood clot concerns or not, they really wouldn't care. What they're doing is they don't want you to use that vaccine because it's not a, it's not the type of gene therapy that they want to give you. It's a different kind of machine, Freudian slip, vaccine. That's just a theory. But there are reports, though, that it's been causing problems. See, let's see, find that information, that little blurb here. Oh, where is it? Here we go. Oh, that's not it. Basically, what happens, let's see, in a nutshell. Oh, my God, Skype, stop it. Give me a second here while I try to calmly. Oh, I wanted to mention that. See if I can remember that later. It's not that important. Try to calmly find what I was looking for here before I put my hand through the monitor because Skype is not behaving correctly. Oh, here we go. Okay, so yeah, basically it's causing what's called cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, CVST, which is usually pretty rare. And what happens is, and it is related to, well, it goes into deeper stuff, but basically deoxygenated blood in your brain is collected by these venous sinus area and eventually goes into the jugular vein, but in this condition, the venous sinus is blocked by blood clots, which kind of like acts as a clog to clog the drain, so that causes red blood cells not to have anywhere to go, and they explode in the brain, and that little tiny blood vessels exploding in your brain lead to blood being in the brain causing a hemorrhage, and then you stroke, you get a really, really bad headache, and then blurred vision, possible seizures, and usually you die. So, yeah, but I do believe that it can be utilized in conjunction with the whole, you know, 5G, because the 5G does act as an oxygenator at the right levels. It can literally vaporize the water in your cells, depending on the attenuation and the frequencies that are used. It can boil it. It can do it over a slower period of time. It can do it instantaneously. So, you know, there's just a whole bunch of things that they can do. And then, of course, this mimics other kinds of symptoms, you know, well, mimics things that, you know, you're not going to, a doctor is not going to see somebody that's exhibiting certain symptoms and go, oh, 5G. It's just, now the doctors in a hospital are not going to do that. That may be the cause. But do you think they're going to acknowledge that? Heck no. You know, they're going to say everything else. I tell you, man, they'll say everything else to say the cause of death was not a vaccine. You could be vaccinated and then die the next day, and they will go through every song and dance and hoop and ladder to try to die, to try to classify your death as anything other than vaccine related. Oh, you had a heart attack. Oh, you had a stroke. Oh, his brain blew up. Yeah, you know, his eyeball fell out and all the blood leaked out, but it wasn't because I gave him a vaccine 15 minutes earlier. No. In fact, I saw a report on the VAERS system that said, oh gosh, I'm trying to, I don't remember exactly the wordage, but it was more or less like, father goes in and gets a vaccination,
then has a heart attack and dies the next day. And then they say, well, you know, that he would have died. He would have had a heart attack anyway. Another person literally they were saying, well, I'm glad I got the vaccine because after I got the vaccine, I had side effects. Now, they've been fine all their life. No symptoms of anything. They get the vaccine. They start getting a really bad headache, dizzy. They faint. They go through a little seizure or whatever. They go to the hospital. And they're like, oh, yeah, you have a condition. I forget what they call it. It was like something in your brain that, you know, it's been there. And you did, and they said, well, you didn't know about it. But and they're saying, thank goodness I had the vaccine because now I know about it. That's how they're. Or how about if we never got the vaccine, you might have lived your entire life with it and never known about it because your body was dealing with it. Because nature, your own systems were doing what they needed to do to keep you nice and healthy and fine. And you were going through life and never even knew that you had an underlying condition that never would have manifested. But thank goodness you got the vaccine. So now you're screwed up for life and they can put you into the pharmaceutical ring, you know, just get you into that system. You know, you can see it half empty, half full, and you can look at different things and spin it however you want. But you can tell me that when somebody gets the vaccine and they get these horrible side effects, and there's people on Twitter saying, oh, I feel like crap, but thank goodness that means that my body is learning how to deal with the COVID. It's learning how to make the little spike protein. My body is being trained and it's activating. I now have COVID superpowers and I can, you know, no, oh, I'm so, look at me. I get a little, what is it? I don't even go on Facebook. Apparently they're giving them little rewards or something. I don't, what do they get? Like a little star or something, like some sort of, I don't know. Some stupid virtual signaling crap. But the logic doesn't go into your head that maybe your body is crying out and you're feeling these painful things because, well, that's just not normal. You know, you got these people that are totally into, like, I'm a vegan and I got to have, you know, gluten free and I got to eat my kale and my this and I work out and all. And you want to be healthy and blah, 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 blah. But you're also an order follower and you just go right up and line up to get that vaccine because you're a good person, right? Actually, it's kind of ironic because you're virtual signaling saying that you're going to get the vaccine because you're good and you want to protect people. And that's why you wear the mask too. But actually in the back of your head, you just want to get protected. And, you know, it's all about you anyway. That's why you take all those selfies. I'm not talking to anybody in particular. I'm talking to, you know, just the, not really anybody that's particularly listening. It's more for your entertainment. You all know the type of person I mean, right? You know, these are the people that we run from. This is our little corner to just, you know, talk shit about those stupid people in the world that we have to deal with. You know, I mean, this is what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen and non-binaries. People that just abandon logic and common sense. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, maybe however naive they want to be, that think that after all the, I guess, believe the mainstream that there is no such thing as a eugenics program. See, I guess one of our mistakes is that we assume everybody knows what we know. I mean, if we go and we tell people that there's a eugenics system and all that program and that these people are involved in la, 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 well, they haven't done their research. So they're not going to believe you. We sound like idiots. We sound like nuts to them. They're going to look at us and laugh. Because they're immersed in this very simplistic, materialistic, in-your-face reality that's loud and obnoxious and shallow. There is no depth. There is, you know, no substance to most people's day-to-day life. Most of it is trivial crap It's going from, you know, cornflakes in the morning to just... Oh, I guess I'm just... Am I bitter? I don't know. Maybe I'm bitter at some things. Let's see. Not really. I mean, I'm just... I guess... Just upset that they just won't leave people alone in so many ways. This is, you know, just leave people alone. They're screwing stuff up, closing down to close down the world, making everybody run around getting all angry and paranoid about nothing. Oh my goodness. Anyway, the Fulford Report from Benjamin Fulford, by definition, is the Fulford Report. Doesn't necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, myself, or the chatters, producers, managers, or any of its appendages. It is, by definition, Benjamin Fulford's report. And yes, without further ado, except for my customary sip of non-concentrated apple juice. And a quick cursory check to make sure everything is on order. All is in order, yes. All is sunny, boom. Let's see. Good, good. Rostock. And now, without further ado, the Fulford Report. Riots, murders, nuclear terror, and chaos as Western political system implodes. First of all, I want everyone to know we are collectively over the target as our electronic systems suffered a massive attack while this report was being prepared. Nevertheless, countermeasures were activated, and here is the latest intel that was intended not to reach you in a timely manner. A series of high-level murders, an attempt to set off nuclear weapons in the Ukraine, riots, and other chaos all indicate the current Western political system is imploding. The main problem is a group of messianic fanatics who think they must fulfill end-time prophecies written in ancient books. Let us start with the attempt by the end-times fanatics to start Armageddon in Ukraine. After we conveyed a message from Russia's FSB last week that a U.S. C-17 carrying nuclear weapons arrived in Ukraine, we got the following message from the National Security Agency. Thanks for your tips. Three nukes were located, headed into southeastern Ukraine to be remotely detonated. In about 2 weeks, hopefully Russia will take them out. And the four weapons headed into southwestern Russia will be rerouted by Russia. And we hope the four nukes headed to D.C., New York City, Moscow in June, and maybe London will also be rerouted into the depths of Langley East and West. We can only hope. The intercepted nukes were clearly intended to be set off in Ukraine and blamed on Russia. As we can see from the propaganda campaign now going on. For example, the U.S. Navy information disinformation site Sourcefall and Jane's report the following. President Putin authorizing the use of the nuclear-armed Iskander ballistic missiles being presently deployed near the Ukraine border. Then we have reports about Russian nuclear mortars, etc. Of course, the mainstream corporate propaganda media is also beating the drums of war. We also have the Israelis and their Iranian partners carrying on their ad nauseum, quote, Iran is about to get nuclear weapons, Kabuki Theater. The latest is a supposed Israeli attack on an Iranian nuclear site, followed by Iranian promises of revenge. As usual, they are just trying to get Gog, the G7, to fight Magog, the Shanghai Corporation Association, to start Armageddon. These fanatics just won't give up. That is why the Gnostic Illuminati have issued the following warning. If the messianic fanatics try nuclear terror again, it will result in the obliteration of Jerusalem. Unquote. Okay, now let us talk about the announcement of the death of Prince Philip. The associated murders and their connection to the nuclear terror attempts. Prince Philip died 2 years ago, just when the current pandemic broke out, according to our CIA and Mossad sources. Remember this infamous 1988 quote of his? In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus to contribute something to solving overpopulation. Unquote. Maybe his cabal friends carried out this entire scamdemic as a form of tribute to him. The timing of the announcement of his death may also be linked to a fight between two cabal factions, the Davos Great Reset crowd and the Armageddon group. The deaths of Prince Charles, socialist globalist allies Sir Richard Sutton, murder, and Czech billionaire Peter Kellner, helicopter accident, are not coincidental, according to the Sourcefall information disinformation site. Our Mossad sources say the Great Reset group is planning to wind down the pandemic this summer and announce the death of Queen Elizabeth II this autumn. This would be followed by a new leader of the Committee of 300, Prince William, Prince Charles, Prince Harry, and an accompanying Great Reset. The Armageddon group is apparently desperately trying to prevent this from happening because they still believe World War III and the death of 90% of humanity is necessary to bring forth their Messiah. There is also a lot of confusion swirling around the ongoing scamdemic. This is seen in the form of more and more contradictory information being pumped out about COVID-19 and vaccines. Vaccinated people are getting COVID. Vaccines cause blood clots, mad cow disease, death, etc. It is almost as if we are witnessing a campaign to awaken the sleepwalkers. Perhaps the most credible reason for the fake pandemic and the accompanying vaccine campaign is contained in the following article from March 2020. It's an article from Defense One. Military-funded biosensor could be future pandemic detection. I will link this in the chat room. Hang on, let me copy the link here, because it looks like it might be an interesting article. All right, paste. There we go. It talks about an injectable sensor that contains a specially engineered molecule that sends a fluorescent signal outside of the body and an electronic component attached to the skin. The electronic part reads the fluorescent signal and sends it to a network. Remember, these end times fanatics believe that everybody needs to have the mark of the beast implanted into them in order to bring on the Messiah. Maybe that is why the new Pope Francis avatar recently issued this call. Quote, I reiterate my call to government leaders, businesses, and international organizations to work together in providing vaccines for all. He linked it with a call for communal property linked to people's social scores. And if that is not the mark of the beast, I do not know what is. And there is a thing out of the Vatican. I will link that as well. Copy link. We'll put that in there. You can like take a look at that if you want to. I think it's in Italiano. It is also clear the Western fanatical leadership is panicking, because their whole pandemic scam is falling apart and max vaccination is not happening on the scale necessary for depopulation. There are more and more signs the campaign is now being wound down. In the UK, for example, they are saying they reached the threshold of herd immunity against COVID-19 on April 12th. Opinion polls also show the pandemic fear campaign is failing as the public begins to wake up to the reality that people are not actually dying any more than they did before the pandemic.
There is also a growing body of evidence that the pandemic campaign was started with a massive 5G electromagnetic attack that really did kill lots of people before the 5G networks were dismantled. Last week, for example, saw grave sites in Wuhan, China, being overwhelmed by mourners, confirming that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, were indeed killed when they simultaneously fired up 10,000 5G towers in the city in late 2019. The sheer terror of being exposed as war criminals is turning the Khazarian mafia cabal into dangerous cornered rats. This includes the Chinese Communist Party officials behind the Wuhan disaster. Many of them, including Xi Jinping, have already been removed. The current Xi is the brother of the previous one, Asian Secret Society sources say. The Rockefeller faction behind the Joe Biden avatar fake U.S. government is especially terrified because their crimes against humanity are far worse than just a single attack on Wuhan. They have been deliberately poisoning the people of the world for over a century with cancer-causing chemicals. For example, the label on a wholesale vanilla oil bottle warns that the contents are carcinogenic, destroy fertility, cause organ failure, and attack the central nervous system. And yet, the same vanilla oil can be found in every Japanese supermarket without the warning. This form of attack has been repeated in shampoos, soaps, foods, cosmetics, etc., all throughout the world. Throughout the commercial ecosystem of Fortune 500 companies controlled by this satanic clan. Therefore, as the former vice president of Pfizer warns, the vaccines used by this particular group will kill all who take them. The other reason why the Armageddon subgroup of the Khazarian Mafia wants to kill everyone is that their crimes against children will also be exposed. According to a top CIA source, Ghislaine Maxwell is not at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, as the mainstream media says. She was removed from the MDC months ago. All talk of her bail and court appearances are just theater. She is under the protection of military intelligence. Maxwell turned over all her documents, photos, videos, books, and files to them. Military intelligence has enough intelligence to bring down the high-ranking Kabbalic satanic members. They are waiting to set the trap. It seems that the announced death of Prince Philip is connected with it. We have been waiting for the U.S. military to act, but hopefully this time they really will. The Rockefeller Group is also trying to raise oil prices. Oil refineries and related facilities have been destroyed in Syria, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Mozambique, Indonesia, Texas, etc. in this past month. The Keystone Pipeline shutdown and warmongering in Ukraine also fit the Rockefeller playbook. Asian Secret Society sources now tell us that the real reason for the coup in Myanmar, followed by the recent unrest, is that the Rockefellers are trying to sabotage a major Chinese oil pipeline, bypassing the Strait of Malacca bottleneck. The Rockefellers have also received a lot of money from Communist China by promising them control of Japan, ASEAN, Australia, and New Zealand, as we have previously reported. Because of this, the United States has been able to pay the largest trade deficit in this nation's history, $71.1 billion in February alone. Japanese right-wing sources close to the emperor have now pointed out exactly who the Rockefellers are using to keep their promise to hand Japan over to the communist Chinese. An imperial family pretender named Fushimi Hiroaki
He is an advisor to Mobil Oil as the Rockefeller family funnels money to him, the sources say. This is the group mentioned in last week's report calling for a true world religion federation and world religion, the Vatican. In other words, it's a good bet that the current Pope Francis avatar, along with the Biden avatar, the Ben Johnson avatar, etc., are all working for the Rockefellers and their bosses at the Octagon Group in Switzerland. This is personal to me because these people murdered my webmaster and probably my former girlfriend and our child. They are also connected to the Dalai Lama. Their chief hitman, Tenzin Nakai, came out of hiding because his former boss, Hanabusa Goro of the Hanabusa gang, died a few weeks ago, and he hopes to take control, the sources say. These people must be hunted down and destroyed as soon as possible. By the way, we were told last week that these are the exact coordinates for the Octagon Group headquarters, 46.4555 by 6.60052. If you put these coordinates into Google Earth, they point directly to the center of Lake Geneva. Removing these people from power is the only way to save the West from becoming a Chinese colony. It seems that the J.P. Morgan faction of the Khazarian Mafia has come to the same conclusion. Last week, Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan, made the following observations. America has fallen on hard times before. This time may be different. The Chinese see an America losing ground in technology, infrastructure, and education. A nation torn, crippled by politics and racial and income inequality, and a country unable to coordinate government policies, be it fiscal, monetary, industrial, regulatory, in a coherent way to achieve national goals. Unfortunately, this has been very true lately. Their long-term thinking and competent, consistent leadership have, in many ways, surpassed America. Almost all institutions, governments, schools, media, and businesses have lost credibility in the eyes of the public. Americans know something has gone terribly wrong, and they blame this country's leadership. We need a comprehensive, multi-year national Marshall Plan, and we must strive for healthy growth, proper budgeting and planning on a multi-year basis should be done at all levels of government. This is a given. A new institution, i.e. a future planning organization, is the only way to fix the West and the planet as a whole. The messianic fanatics are trying to prevent this and must be removed. There is no other choice. One final note this week. We are seeing more and more reports of UFOs in the corporate media. This article about pyramid-shaped UFOs caught my attention because the Dalai Lama, who brings the above people together, has been happy to show me pictures of such UFOs. And I will go ahead and put that link in the chat room in a moment. And that is the Fulford Report for the 13th of April. 2021. Lunes, ja, para todos sus envidiosos. Yo con mi flow los mantengo. Tengo, me dicen que estás caso, pero tengo. No tengo la voz ronca como Ñengo. Tengo los partos bien duro como Sony le hizo a Nintendo. Quieren más, pero no son capaces de nada. Vienen diciendo que lo que hay, y si yo les digo se asustan. Estar en la cima no es normal. La gente me odia porque soy original.
tanto falso que hay en esta humanidad. Yo los entiendo y sé por qué así están. Y es que Supreme es tan high que no tiene ningún rival.
Yeah, yeah. Todo pecho frío se cría en el río, teniendo lo suyo, enseñando lo mío. Ahí donde empiezan toditos los líos, porque se comparan con el Rey León. Yo ando de off your own. Yo no junto una canción. Tu Mercedes, yo tengo una parque en la colección.
Pero no son capaces de nada. Mantienen diciendo que lo que hay. Y si yo les digo, se asustan. Estar en la cima, llego a la meta, llego a la meta. En bicicleta, todos se creen esos poetas. Porque han rimado calle con galleta. Si tú me das el gusto. De ser el primero en hacer las cosas porque no tiene la actitud. No estoy pa' juzgar, tampoco estoy pa' pelear. Ya saben mi puesto y no lo podrán tocar. Quieren de lo mío, pero nada les voy a dar. Porque he luchado mucho pa' llegar a este lugar. No quieren más, pero no son capaces de nada. Mantienen diciendo que lo que hay. Y si yo les digo, se asustan. En la cima no es normal. Y yeah, yeah. Pongan la mesa que ya son por ahí las 12. Así que hey, los niños para el cuarto. El pay no tarda tanto. Él solamente tiene que comer. Y ustedes no pueden ver.
Ustedes me aman con plata. Después les espalda pirata. Aquí no hay juego de corbata. Y un poco de jeva pachata. Tú sabes me como el veneno, me sabe mi hermana. De eso construí mi sueño. Nadie me quiere ver bien. Le digo aquí, estamos todos muy bien.
Quieren más, pero no son capaces de nada. Mantienen diciendo que lo que hay. Y si yo les...
Yeah, some a little bit different. Okay, we are back. We got a few more minutes to go. It is still the 13th day of April, 2021. It's about 42 minutes after 1300 hours out here on the West Coast, California, where it's kind of a windy day. I see my poppies are coming up. I've got rare white poppies, and they like to hang out with the yellow poppies. I do have the California poppies. And they're all California poppies. They're all in California, but yeah. So anyway, let's see. Okay, I'm just taking a look at some messages here. Anyway, sorry about that. That's rude of me. I'm doing a show. Let's take a look at the crypto markets, because I think Bitcoin is actually doing, yes, my goodness gracious. It's not quite an all-time high, I don't think, but we're at 63,000 right now. So we're doing quite well. As everything is moving toward the green, we got Ethereum at $2,291, working on $2,300 for Ethereum. BNB crashing up at $555 right now. XRP 181, moving on up with XRP. Cardano 140, that's real close to an all-time high right there. 141 is Cardano, just hit 141. That might be an all-time high for Cardano. Cardano's all-time high was somewhere in the 140 range, so we may be seeing it now. Polkadot, 42.47. Uniswap at 35.40. Also close to an all-time high for Uniswap at 35.40. Wow. 266 for Litecoin. We're not going to see an all-time high for Litecoin until we get over 300, but we are on our way. 266 right now for Litecoin. Bitcoin Cash, $735. Theta, $1,230 for Theta right now. Tron at 15 cents. That, I think, may be an all-time high for Tron. So we've got another one there. EOS, $733. That's Neo at 66. Dogecoin, 9 cents right now. 9 cents for Dogecoin, just tearing it up. Crypto markets are tearing up. There's a lot of kids are getting rich right now. Engine at 308. And bringing up Qtum at 1503. Bringing up the rear, Digibyte, still trailing in a little over 8 cents. I still have faith. I'm going to hodl that Digibyte. I'm going to hodl it.
right. All right. Let's see. Any questions or comments in the chat room? We got about 10 minutes or so to go. So, yeah, this, the great experiment is obviously occurring this year as far as humanity. You know, wow, 63,000. It just gained $100 in a few seconds. It went from 63. It's boom, 63,130. Wow. I just find it really hard to believe that there's not going to be repercussions on this vaccine. Now, hey, best case scenario, we don't see anybody get sick, right? Best case scenario, all these people that took this vaccine, whoever had their side effects, they had their little side effects, and everything's fine now. And they're going to, you think? And they're going to, we don't know. See, you don't know if it's shortened the lifespan. You may have taken a vaccine and you want to believe that maybe it's even increased your lifespan, because now you'll be able to fight off COVID. With the average death of COVID, it's like the same. Anyway, but you don't know. And you don't, do you know if it's severed that silver cord? What silver cord? Oh, you don't even know what a silver cord is. You know, when you dream and stuff, or you go to, do you know if there's some repercussions that's occurred with your pineal or some parts of your body that we as humans don't even know about yet? You're not worried about that? You think that the science is settled? Everybody knows. We have all the answers. Crackpot ideas. I saw this, I guess it was a video of a news article. It was a news commentary, like out of New Zealand or Australia, I forget. And they were saying how anti-vaxxers or vaccine deniers, I guess they're whatever they call them, were saying, you know, the vaccine deniers want to debate, and we should not even give, we should not give something to even listen to their crackpot ideas. Like, oh, Mr. News article guy or whatever, you and your whoever you got, you are 100% sure that you are the authority and you know better, so much so that everything else can be labeled crackpot. Sight unseen, blind. We don't need to look at any information. We don't need to have a debate. This is the attitude on the other side. We are authoritarian. We say this is the way things go. And then there are these little authoritarian cuck bitches that just want to follow. Like, they're the ones that are out there that they don't have any life of their own. They're a bunch of soy boys or Karens that just all they want to be is authoritarian. They have no, their life has so little value to them, and that they look for anything they can do to assert authority. Like, their dog probably doesn't even listen to them, okay? The dog probably shit on their pillow, and they're like so demoralized with such a low self-esteem that if they can cling on and be like, you know, I'm going to be part of the winning team, you know, the authoritarian team, they're just a bunch of nitpickers. I really do want to slap them. I do. I want to walk up to some of these people and go, snap out of it. Be a human. Oh, my goodness. People running around all scared. Okay. I'm going to take a deep breath. Let's see what the chat room is saying. Doesn't Digibyte have a 5 proof of work thing going on in their algorithm to keep money from being decentralized? I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure they run on the same mining algorithm as Bitcoin, I think. So you can actually, if it's SHA-256, you could actually mine them with the same miners. But I'd have to look into that. I really would. So I can't answer that. I don't know. Let's see what else was in the headlines here. Okay, so it's all over the headlines. J&J vax over clots. Devastating blow. One dead, one critical. Again, now, is that going to turn off everybody to all the vaccines? Is that going to make people nervous that have already had them? And to see, wouldn't you be nervous that, like, what if I told you I'm going to give you a vaccine and one of the side effects is you're not going to be able to have dreams anymore? But don't worry.
don't worry, it's not going to be anything physical. You just, you know, you'll never dream again. Would you still take it? I mean, you won't get COVID. What if I told you, like, what if they kept a vaccine and said, look, we got a vaccine. You'll never get a cold. You'll never get the flu. This will make you immune to all diseases, except, you know, like, you'll die of old age, you know, and it won't make you, like, immortal or anything, but you'll never get sick. You'll never get sick, and you'll probably die to be, like, you know, you'll live to be, like, 70 or 80 or 90, we don't know, but you'll never dream again. That, in and of itself, I would say no deal. Deal or no deal? We got a vaccine that's going to make you live to be 200 years old, but you'll never dream again. No deal. We got a vaccine that'll do fill in the blank, but we're not sure. No deal. Can you actually be 100% sure? Oh, but look at all the people running around. They got the vaccine and they're fine. Are you sure? Are you sure they're fine? Are they going to be fine in 6 months? How stupid can people be to blindly do that? Let's see. What else do we have here? Jagger sends up anti-vaxxers in surprise new COVID song. Whatever. Bill Gates is in my bloodstream. There's aliens in the deep state. Wait, what is this? Mick Jagger sends up anti-vaxxers in surprise new COVID song. Easy sleazy. It's got to be anti-vaxxer. He's not going to be like, it's going to be something there. They're like, I wanted to share this song I wrote about eventually coming out of lockdown. Hope you all enjoy Easy Sleazy. The lyrics. We took it on the chin. The numbers were so grim. Bossed around by pricks. Stiffened upper lips. Pacing in the yard. You're trying to take the mick. You just think I'm really thick. Looking at the graphs with a magnifying glance. Cancel all the tours. Football. Fake applause. No more travel brochures. Virtual premieres. I've got nothing left to wear. Looking out from these prison walls. You've got to rob Peter if you're paying Paul. But it's really easy. Everything's going to get really freaky. All right, on the night soon, it'll be a memory you're trying to remember to forget. That's a pretty mask, but never take the chance. TikTok, stupid dance. Took a Samba class. I landed on my ass trying to write a tune. You better hook me up to Zoom. See my paunchy books. Teach myself to cook. Way too much TV. It's lobotomizing me. So bad the lyrics aren't too bad. I think I'm going to put on weight. I'll have another drink. Then I'll clean the kitchen sink. We escape from the prison walls, open the windows and open the doors, but it's easy, easy. Everything's going to get really freaky. Let's see. Shooting the vaccine. Bill Gates is in my bloodstream. It's mind control. The earth is flat and cold. It's never warming up. The Arctic's turned to slush. The second coming's late. There's aliens in the deep state. We'll escape from these prison walls. Now we're out of these prison walls. You got to pay Peter if you're robbing Paul. But it's easy, easy. Everything's going to be really freaky. All right, on the night, we're all headed back to paradise. Yeah, easy. Believe me, it'll be a memory you're trying to remember to forget. Easy, cheesy. Everyone sing. Please, please me. It'll be a memory you're trying to remember to forget. Wow. Listen to my April 1st song and then or my April 1st show of Reality Extraction, then play this song. And then you'll know what I mean. That's actually I actually kind of approve of this. So I'm going to have to listen to this one. My goodness. You know what? I'll tell you what. We're about out of time. I think we'll go out with that song. I've never heard it, so I don't know. So this is Easy Sleazy with Mick Jagger. Yeah, we're out of here. Stay tuned for Deacon John. I am out of here. Ciao, ciao.
Revolution Radio.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow, Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.